CA cross, and there is no E in my name. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name, and I'm here again, once again, with another comfort killer. His name is Corey Thompson. Corey, how are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am fat freaking, let me see how many I can say. I'm spectacular, I'm fantastic, I'm enthusiastic, I'm alive.
Awesome.
So Corey, man, you made $30,000 a month at your J-O-B. And you know what? That's just over broke. And $30,000, they will say it's freaking, it's, what is it? It's four.
Right.
$30,000 a month at the job?
Job, yes.
No, wait, a month? I thought you said a year.
I don't know, no.
What J-O-B did that for you in a month?
I drilled oil wells. It's not a very popular thing to talk about, but I drilled oil wells for a lot of different oil companies. And anyways, from the time I was 26 to the time I was 31, I made $30,000 a month, thereabouts, working 14 days out of the month.
We need to do a whole show on what you did so you can give people $30,000 a month, because that's fantastic. I misread that, Comfort Killers. I thought this kid said a year.
No, a month.
But then what happened? You got fired, you got laid off?
I got laid off. Commodity prices sunk down. You know, price of oil went from $80, $90 a barrel down to $30, $40, and the company I was working for went bankrupt, and that was it, you know. I never thought I'd find myself out of a job, but I was out of a job. I was looking at going to work overseas, which is in the Middle East, and it's not very friendly over there. So I was just kind of weighing my options when a friend of mine reached out to me and said, hey, come to this networking event with me. I'm thinking about buying some rent houses. And I said, all right, I'll come down there and see what's up.
And so pretty much, I'm just trying to still grasp it. Okay, so $30,000 a month, did you save any? Did you, what did you do with that money? Were you flat broke? Did you go back to zero?
I don't know. I owned a house and 32 acres outright. All of my vehicles, which I had a lot of them because, you know, I was young, dumb with my money. Mm-hmm. I had a house and 60 acres with a mortgage on it, but I only financed it for 10 years. So I was paying $2,100 a month just to live there. So, you know, that was a huge burden when you don't have any money coming in. And I had about $250,000 saved up.
Okay.
A fund, which could have, you know, I could have sat at home for years. And spent that money and worked a normal job and still paid that mortgage and still lived that lifestyle. But, you know, whenever I'm in the real estate, it's that $30,000 appetite that made me successful. Nothing else, because I was trying to make $30,000 a month in real estate while everybody else was telling me, no, that's really not possible.
And you already kind of, you kind of had your taste buds already set with the $30,000 a month. So you came in this new thing and said, you know what? I'm going to just make $30,000 a month. People are now turning to you and said, that's impossible. You're like, well, I already tasted that. So nothing's impossible. So you go to this seminar, you go with a buddy of yours. Tell me what happens next.
Go to this thing and they tell us basically there's private lenders out there that will loan you based on an asset. And they'll give you up to 70% of what a house is worth, the entire funds. And all you have to do is be able to prove that that's what the house is worth. You do that with a CMA. And I thought, I don't hang out with crackheads that often. But, you know, if they're gonna give me 70% of what a house is worth on my name, I'm going to go see what this is about. So when we walked outside of that meeting, I asked my partner, I said, hey, are we going to do this or not going to do it? And he said, yeah, I've got this much money. And I said, well, I'll put this much money in. Let's go see what trouble we can get in. And the next week I attended an auction, a tax auction. Mm-hmm. I met an investor. He showed me two houses he was there to look at. One of them had some dead cats in it. But other than that, I was like, man, somebody can move right in here. I get these dead cats out and man, it's a perfect house. You know what I mean? And he's sitting in there going, you're crazy. There's no way I'm going to buy this house. It's in a bad neighborhood. It's, you know, doesn't check any of the boxes. I'm like, it's $12,000. There's not a $12,000 bad house on planet Earth.
Mm.
Buying this house. So we bought that house. We put another one. We bought it off auction.com. And then I got on Craigslist one day, and this guy said, hey, I'm trying to sell my $100,000 house for $47,000. But I didn't know how to tell if his house was worth $100,000. So I just went up and bought it too. I figured, you know, worst case scenario on all these houses, we'll just have to rent them out. Even though I didn't understand why that was beneficial at the time, we just went and bought them. And we could have lost our entire shirt on this because I had no knowledge in real estate. I'd never read a real estate book. Mm. I'd never read a podcast. The only thing I was doing was looking at the tax value, saying, you know, if it's worth that on the tax value, then I should buy it because I think I can sell it for more than that. And that's not a way to go about real estate. I don't recommend people do that. The reason why I was able to do that is because I had the money, you know, but we went and did it and we made, you know, we made $17,000 on one of them. We made, you know, $15,000 on another, and we actually got $25,000 down for the little $12,000 house with the cats in it. We only had $23,000 in it. Somebody gave us $25,000 as a down payment and yeah. We're carrying on it. And that ended up being a sign like from, you know, I don't know. Like it's like this is what you need to be doing. You're printing money. You get $216 a month, but you don't have a dollar invested in it. So, anyways, that's a little bit of foreshadowing for what's coming. But you know, that's how we got started, and you know, it was definitely trying. And during that, one of those houses, by the way, was 150 miles from my house. Mm. So, if you go to real estate books. That one's definitely not in there. They won't tell you go buy a house that's 2 hours away and then manage a rehab and flip from 2 hours away. But during that time period, when I was driving back and forth, a friend of mine, my partner, told me about the Bigger Pockets podcast, and that's where yeah. I ran into home. And when I listened to him, he had that South Louisiana accent, you know, and I really related to that. And this guy was, I mean, he was just spitting truth. You know what I mean? Everything he was saying, I was like, you know, this is my life. Like everything is 10 times harder than it's going to be. So it's going to take 10 times the work. Mm-hmm. So I bought the next rule and it was like, you know, I've been living by that philosophy my whole life. I just didn't know it. You know, right. I never went to high school. And now here I am listening to Grant Cardone as I'm driving back and forth to this rehab and he's just validating what I'm already doing. You know what I mean? Take massive action, do everything, everything's going to take 10 times the work. So you're going to have to put 10 times the effort in. Everything he's saying is like, yes, this is exactly right. Because I mean, here's what am I doing? You know what I mean? I got laid off from working in an oil field. I had no background in construction and now I'm remodeling houses and I don't have a real estate license or anything. So, you know, everything that he said and the biggest thing that stuck out to me on that podcast was commit first and figure the rest out later. And without knowing that at the time, I'd already done it. And it's a great philosophy to live by, and it's helped us build a very, very good business and a very strong business.
Well, you know what? So there's a couple things there's a theme here with you, is that you go in head first, you ask questions later, you take massive risks, and you take massive action, and you don't even know. Like you said, no real estate license, you didn't listen to a podcast, you didn't read a book, you just went in head first. And you kind of took your energy with you and it worked, right? You don't recommend it for people, but then on the other side, people has been reading for years and trying to study it and trying to perfect it before even taking action. So I appreciate that side of it to show comfort killers that yes, it is true. I listened to the podcast that you're referencing with Grant Cardone on Bigger Pockets. You know what's so funny is that the host of those podcasts were like, they were kind of like, no, that's not the way. But and he kept going in. No, this is the way. You go in and you ask questions later. You commit first and just figure it out. So I'm glad that you had that philosophy already embedded in you. Everything that Grant Cardone teaches us, the real 10Xers, the real comfort killers, they already been doing it. They just got it validated now.
Right, right. And that's the biggest thing. It's like he says it all the time. I'm giving you permission to go be great. I'm giving you permission because everybody will tell you. I mean, everybody in my life at that time was saying, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Don't do this. You know what I mean? Don't do it. You're gambling. You know, all of these different things that they would say. And I'm like, look, this is going to work and it's going to work great. And at that time, it was about flipping houses. You know what I mean? I didn't have a educational money. You know what I mean? They don't teach that in school. My dad grew up in the middle class. You know what I mean? He didn't have an educational money. So as I dove further into Grant Cardone and the people, you know, all of a sudden my Facebook goes from, you know, just the people I went to high school with and stuff like that. Now I've got, you know, strangers at me, but I go and look at their friends list. I'm like, oh, well, they're friends with somebody that I met on Grant Cardone Street. You know what I mean? So I accept their friend request, and then the content that they're putting out is just motivating me that much more to go take that much more action. And not that it's competitive, but it's like, hey, look, you know, we're all doing different things. My man, Ron Pappy, he's from Indiana. You know what I mean? But I watch his live streams every morning and get it motivation from him. You know, Dale Childress Jr., I've never met Dale Childress Jr., but I love his content, and I watch it, and I share it, and I like it because it gets me amped up. And while we're in completely different businesses with different philosophies and everything else, everybody that's in that group will, if you're down or having a bad day or you got your butt kicked the day before, you jump on a stream or something, you're going to get amped up and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So as we continue down this rabbit hole, it just gets better. You know what I mean? You know, during that time period, we ended up buying a house, and we just bought it and then resold it. We didn't have to do any work to it. And we made $27,000, but in reality, we made a lot more on that deal because it ran us across an attorney's desk, and he saw my phone number and realized I was from College Station, that I'd spent some time there. So he reached out to me, and he tells me about this way that you can buy a house with somebody else's mortgage still in place. Mm. So you're taking over their payments, and the house gets deeded to you. So he gives me an hour rundown on it, and I blow him off. I tell him, thanks, but no thanks. I'm good. I'm a house flipper. I'm going to make $30,000 a month. I'm good. Don't worry about me. I don't need all that passive income. That stuff's for the birds. And anyway, my partner, I said, hey, this guy named Scott Horn reached out to me. He said, who? And I said, Scott Horn. He goes, that's one of the largest real estate attorneys in Texas.
Wow.
Really? He goes, yeah, he's done podcasts. He's done this. You know, he's got over 10,000 owner finance transactions under his belt. He's loaned over $400 million. You know what I mean? He's big time. And he called your phone and said, I said, yeah. He goes, do you still have his number? I'm like, no, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like, back, like right now, call him back. And I'm like, I don't have his number. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I just kind of blew him off. He's like, you've got to get back in front of him. I said, well, if he's this big time, we'll be able to find him. You know, so we Google him. We get his business address. But I knew at that point in time, if I didn't have a deal, if I wasn't bringing something of substance, he probably wasn't going to talk to me. Because, I mean, every attorney I've ran across is a 10Xer in their own way. You know, it's just a little bit different mentality. They're all a little bit more subtle. But this guy does massive amount of deals. So we get a deal together down in College Station. We bring it back to him. We execute that deal. So we took over this lady's payments, got her out of foreclosure, caught her mortgage up. We got $15,000 down on that deal, which reimbursed us for the amount that we had to catch her mortgage up. And then we wrapped her mortgage in a wrap transaction. Now we've been making $300 a month off that deal every month. It's called sub two owner finance, but he helped us do it. And then during that transaction, he felt that energy and that everything that I bring to the table. And he's like, hey, I got this, you know, I want to, you know, here's how you do it a little more. I'm going to come down to Waco on such and such date, get some of your friends. I want to personally teach y'all. So he came down and taught four of us how to execute this deal. And it was like, I mean, it completely changed our business, but he didn't do it for the money because we didn't pay him very much. You know what I mean? We basically ran a hotel room and all that sort of thing. He did it because he knew we could bring a massive amount of deals because we were movers. We were action takers. We were people that he wanted to be around. And now we're actually partners with him on his Owner Finance Academy as we go out and we do speaking events and try to talk about doing it. But these deals right here are what got us through the wintertime, because when wintertime got here, you couldn't sell anything. Mm. Nope. Find anything, especially in the house business. Everybody's on Thanksgiving. They're on Christmas. Their problems are off to the side. They're not worried about selling their house. They're not worried that they're behind on their mortgage. It's like post-apocalypse living in the real estate investing world during the holiday season, because you just, you know, as much as you hustle, like I went out the Wednesday before Thanksgiving all night long, and I put out signs to say I buy houses and all of these retail shopping centers, because I knew Black Friday shoppers were going out. You know, I knew there was going to be this massive, you know, traffic and people were going to be fighting over TVs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I put out 1,000 signs in all these different places. I got like 4 calls.
Wow.
You know, every 100 signs you put out, you buy at least one house. So I was planning on buying 10 houses. I got 4 calls, and I'm thinking, well, the city must have came through and picked up my signs. But I drove back by, and they were all still there. It's just people were in like a holiday coma. You know, their problems don't exist during Christmas. Right.
No. That makes sense. And you know, I always see those signs, and I'm like, do they work? You know, and obviously, they do. Somehow, they do work. But what I love about what you said here was that you got laid off, and then all of a sudden, you took action, and then you're meeting different people throughout your life. That's kind of pivoting you to what you really want to do. And it says here, you're currently focused on stopping foreclosures and helping people finance their homes, which is a huge deal. It's just now, it's moved away from you, and it's like helping people now in the universe and helping people that want to see stay in their homes. I'm sure that's a big deal to you. And you're doing that every day by partnering with this lawyer, a huge attorney. Now, passive income has been important to you. Before, you were like, you brushed it off, Corey. You're like, man, that's for wussy. That's for freaking clowns. You're about to flip homes and keep it moving like a drone. So where are you now in your passive income business? And so you just purchased that office. You're just leasing an office space now. So you're obviously growing. Where are you now in your business?
Right now in my business, we're building a print shop. So we write letters to people that say we want to buy your house. And, you know, most people, whenever you get mail, spam mail, where does it go?
Trash, baby.
The trash. But if it's handwritten, if it's a handwritten address on there, somebody's going to open that letter. And so we're short, sweet, to the point. We're getting we rented this office. We're getting envelope stuffers. We're getting handwriting machines that will handwrite our letters. So we can do 1,000 mailers a week out of this office. That's what we're wanting to do. We're staging up our marketing now because we have the connections to be able to help a massive amount of people. So we need to get that information in front of them. The other thing is we pull our own list, so we know exactly how to find the foreclosures before they ever show up at the courthouse. So we're doing that. And you know, we've had a bunch of private money thrown at us. We had a guy offer us $1 million. He was just going to loan us $1 million at like 7% interest to go out and do this over a year ago. And we turned that down because we were like, you know, I mean, Matt Monero, I don't know if you met him at 10X GrowthCon.
Yep. No, Matt. He's a good guy. Yep.
I wish I'd been following Matt before this guy came in with the million, because, you know, at the time, $1 million was inconceivable to me. I didn't want to be responsible for your million. You know, I wanted to be responsible for my million, but not yours. You know, so when this man, he's like 74 years old, he's like, hey, this could be a beautiful partnership. You know, let's sit down, eat lunch. Let's do this. And I was like, man, thanks, but no thanks, because I didn't want to be responsible for his million. Now I know exactly what to do with that million. And again, you know, that opportunity is not there. But, you know, if I'd have been listening to Matt Monero, if I'd have ran across him sooner, our business would be already be to a completely different level. But yeah, right now where we're at, we have we have a massive amount of private investors that we work with. We do owner finance, stop foreclosures. We still buy rental properties because they're great, great assets. You know, yeah, I mean, can't go wrong with them. And then we still do flips because we're full time. You know what I mean? So the passive income right now, we're up to a level of passive income where we've got a nice little check coming in.
Yeah.
It's not enough because we can't grow. We can't hire with that money right now. You know what I mean? We can't hire. So we're dependent upon going out and doing a flip and making $30,000 to be able to hire and stage up. So the printing company is one thing that we're doing to get the income coming in. The helping Scott with the Owner Finance Academy, going out and teaching and recruiting and doing all those things,
yeah,
is something to get our income up. And then, of course, everything else we do with our flips and our rentals and everything that we do to acquire real estate, we're just taking all the money from over here and going and do those things over there. So it's kind of a beautiful thing where it's gone. But, you know, at the time, it was like, we're just going to help my friend buy some rent houses.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? That's what I'm saying. And I love the flourish. I love how things grow, man. I love how you put it down. I love the fact that you need to stage up your marketing. So you went ahead and got a printing company. Now, are you outsourcing that to other businesses that need printing jobs?
We're gonna as soon as we get set up, as soon as we get all of our equipment set up and we trial run it with us, you know what I mean? We get efficient at it. We get our five or six people in here that know how to do it.
Yeah.
And we're going to take on as many other people's marketing as we can, because you know we'll grow that thing into, you know, 40, 50 employees if we're able to. If we're able to execute it, absolutely. But I don't wanna, you know, it's like right now, if I told you I could do 100,000 mailers a week, I believe I can, but do I want to right now? Probably not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And yeah, you're doing it the right way, man. So what? One thing too that struck me is your craziness right now, making you a comfort killer. You said here, you got no girlfriends, man. Girlfriend don't grind, yo. He's like, no TV. Your RVs are time vampires, and you live less than $1,000 a month with custody of your 3-year-old daughter, man. So how are you putting that in notion? I know some people, some girls, some female comfort killers that'll be like, what are you talking about, man? I'm a girl. I rock and roll. Why you, man? Why now in your time that you're like, you know, I got to cut this?
Well, it's kind of funny because I've been the same person my whole life. You know, I didn't get to $30,000 a month at my job by not taking action. You know what I mean? I was working a position at 26 that most people never got to work until they were 50. So I was always like, you know what, I'll find time for that later. You know, I actually did the mother of my child, you know, I love the mother of my child more than anybody else in the world. And that's kind of why I haven't kept a girlfriend around, because, you know, I've always had faith in her. Now, since I did this, now this is breaking news. This is right now. Me and have actually, you know, decided to work on things because it was something that we were going through, that we were growing in different directions,
yeah.
And had a conversation about our daughter, and we decided, hey, you know, she wants to get her real estate license. I'm like, there's room in the business for a real estate agent, but here's the deal. We're going to live in an RV and we're going to grind it out. So she's on board 100%. Our goals are going in the same direction. You know, it took a lot to get it there. But that's the main reason was because we couldn't move in the same direction, and now we are. So, but other than that, like, you know, for the last year and a half, you know, it's been me and my daughter, and I mean, I just can't describe it. Like, you know, people will oftentimes use their kids as their reason for doing something. They're like, oh, you know, my kid's the reason why I'm doing this, and I'm like, that's not fair to that child. You know, Emery's not the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm doing it because I know I'm mortal. If I pass away, I know that passive income is still going to come to her. That's a big reason. But the main reason is because it's what it takes to survive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's what it's going to get all of us through this. It's not just about her. It's about me. It's about my dad. It's about everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't want to put that evil on her. So when I see people talk about their kids, sometimes they're like, man, I can't do this because I got a kid. And I'm like, well, that's BS. Let's just fix that right now. It, you know, you need to do it for your kids. But when I see them say, you know, my kids are my reason why, you know, I'm like, it's got to be bigger than that. It has to be.
Yeah. And it's awesome because, you know, you've said a couple of things that made me know that you're just a loyal person. You're an ethical person, moral conduct, your codes are right. It's not about that blingy, flashy things that it could be, right? It's about who you are as a person and what you're trying to accomplish and achieve on a daily basis. So I love that. And you're very loyal, and I'm glad things are working out now and it's coming back full circle. Let's talk about what you do as far as you're a giving guy, man. What about this mentoring? Do you mentor people? What's going on with that?
I mentor people all the time. You know, I can't, everybody's always charging to be a mentor. And I joke around with it because I'm like, look, when my schedule gets busy enough that I can't do it for free, then there might be a fee. But it's kind of funny because it comes back to you tenfold. Because there's a guy by the name of Donovan Ruffin. You can on Facebook. you know, this kid's 21 years old and he's just a beast, right? But beasts recognize other beasts. So the very first time Donnie brought me a deal, it wasn't a deal. The guy didn't even own it. He was just lost, and I could tell he was lost, and I let him have it. I said, look, man, don't ever call me again unless it's an actual deal, and quit with these BS contracts, you know, using direct contracts. So at that point in time, he started calling me. Hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? What would you do here? What would you do there? You know, so along the way, I'm, you know, mentoring him and prodding him and pushing him in the right direction, and then talking to him about passive income, because, you know, he's 21. What's he want to do when he makes money? He wants to go around Lambo and drive around Vegas, which he does all the time, and I'm not hating, love it for him. But from there, he takes all of the money he's making and he goes and starts a marketing company, a door-to-door marketing company. Now he's making $50,000-$60,000 a month at 22 years old. You know what I mean? And I love it for him. I absolutely love it for him. And where he's going to go, the sky's the limit, because he's so young and so energetic. But, you know, it all started with a little bit of prodding from me, because at the time he was selling DirecTV door to door and he was a beast at it, but he didn't realize how big of an asset that was for him in the real estate world, because you're out in the community. You see the vacant houses. You know where they're at. Now here's how you look up the owners. Here's how you find it. And that little bit right there took his business to the next level, and it made it to where he could generate hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in real estate, because he had a door to door in every neighborhood in Dallas, you know. And then he next leveled that and started his own company where he has his own people going door to door.
Yep.
And he's all of the leads. So it became this beautiful thing. But it's like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to take credit for Donnie's idea, but I mean, it's just a simple conversation that, you know, he's like, you know, he considers me one of his mentors, but I'm like, man, that wasn't mentoring.
Yeah.
You know, that was just standing back and looking at the situation as a whole and saying, hey, you could really take advantage of this.
Yeah. You know what, Corey, you're a genuine guy, man. I'm attracted to what you're putting out in the universe. And it's so funny listening to you, because you're like an oil guy, right? 30K a month, still can't bite my tongue on that. But at the end of the day, you're sounding really like a real estate guy.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Like, you know, the funny thing is, I've had opportunity to go back to the 30K a month, and I've turned it down because, you know, the money doesn't matter. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody will say that, you know, it matters. If you're not on par with your purpose, now, I can drill an oil well. Don't get me wrong. I love it. Like, I love the atmosphere. I'll go out there and work the bottom position right now for 1 week just to hang out with the guys. You know what I mean? But it's not a problem with my purpose. I want to see my daughter wake up every morning. You know what I mean? I want to cook her bacon and eggs every morning. And I can't do that in South Texas on an oil rig. You know what I mean? But if we've got to go down to Corpus or somewhere 7 hours away and do a real estate class, I can load her up with me.
Mm.
We can take an RV. We can go set it up on the beach. We can spend 3 or 4 days down there, have a good time, go fishing, do the things we like to do, and then go teach real estate too, and make the same money ultimately.
I love it. Now, yeah, so the decision switch, I mean, the purpose is there, the passion is there, and that's what we teach here is, you know, go after those things, have your targets for what you really want to do. You're doing it for what you really want to do, the lifestyle that you really want to live, and I'm sure that that's happening for you right now. So where can people find you if they want some more information about what you do, Corey, how they can learn more? And maybe even invest in some things that you're doing right now. How could they reach you?
Facebook is the absolute best way. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I don't do as much with Instagram as I should. We're going to start building business accounts and growing in that direction. But Facebook is the absolute best way to find me. I'm not maxed out on friends, unfortunately, as much as I try. You know, I'm sitting at 2,500 friends. But they're all hitters, you know, they're all movers and shakers. So you know, find me on Facebook, look me up. That's the absolute best way to get me. That's where I do most of my business.
No, absolutely. And that's going to be in the show notes, ladies and gentlemen. And you have a website here, gbtinvestment.com.
Yes, so yes.
That's a viable place for you as well.
Yes, a company website. We funnel traffic to there. We've actually started registering other domain names. I can stop your foreclosure.com is another one. We're going to start funneling traffic to that with our with our mail marketing and doing some creative SEO stuff, with the Google AdWords and stuff like that to drive more traffic to our websites. I mean, look, everything that Grant Cardone has brought into my life as far as connections, we're talking about people that we just reach out to on Facebook, like me and you.
Yep.
You can't put a value on it, right? You can't, I mean, what would you pay for it? You know, you can't say. I mean, it's unbelievable. And just what we've learned about building a business, because, I mean, let's face it, I'm not a businessman by trade. You know what I mean? Entrepreneurial spirit, always had it, always wanted to do something, always wanted to make t-shirts and do all these different things. Now I'm actually taking action on it. You know, this summer I'm going out to a conference called Meltdown in the Desert out in Phoenix, Arizona, with a guy named Colby K on Facebook is putting it on. And I'm going out there for one reason. I want to learn how to make t-shirts and sell them on the internet. You know, it's like a hot hustle. And Ron Papke is meeting me out there. We're out there and meet these guys, and we're going to learn how to make t-shirts. I mean, and that sounds crazy to some people, but I'm like, look, I want to be able to sell funny t-shirts on the internet. That's all.
Yo, man, you bring.
Go ahead.
You're bringing me back to a place before the Comfort Killers. It was Preferred Classics, and that's what we did. We made t-shirts. I got so good at it that I wrote an ebook called How to Sell T-Shirts Online with No Experience. You can find it online right now. But you're bringing me back to a place, man. So thank you very much. And that's what it's about. You want to learn. Go do it.
That's it. You know, and people are like, you're doing this in real estate. Now you're going to go do t-shirts. I'm like, look, if I can make $10,000 selling t-shirts on the internet, I can take that $10,000 and I can turn it into $200 a month forever. You know what I mean? So that's all I want to do. If I can sell a funny t-shirt to anybody on the internet, I want to do it, because funny stuff happens all day long. And I feel like I have a pretty good sense of humor. Anybody that follows me on Facebook, you know, some people reach out to me sometimes like, why would you post that? I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I forget.
You're you, man. You're you, and you're comfortable with being you, and you are who you are. So you like hunting, you like fishing, you hate RVs, but you drive a lot.
Yep. That's it.
Yo, Corey, you are a comfort killer. I want to know, me personally, I know some people that's going to connect with you based off of what you said with the foreclosures. There are a lot of people in the circle right now for comfort killers that are into real estate, and you just opened up one other segment of real estate that I have no idea about, you know, taking the mortgage, helping families out, and making a passive income at the same time. So I know they were definitely going to reach out to you for more information on that. I've had a pleasure of talking and connecting with you. I want to wish you much success, and I know we're going to see that growth online on your Facebook. We're friends there. And man, you are a comfort killer, man. What's one thing that you're going to do today to get uncomfortable and remain uncomfortable, sir?
Today I'm going to go door knocking. Today I'm going, I looked up the pre-foreclosure list yesterday in Waco, Texas, and I actually went into a house that was infested with bees yesterday door knocking. Mm-hmm. But go knock on people's doors who are going through foreclosure and say, hey, here's what I have to offer. And this is something that nobody does. Like, I can promise you, nobody goes door to door saying, hey, I can stop this, I can help you. So that's what I'm going to do today. We're looking for a particular deal for somebody, and we're going to go knock on all the doors that fit that mold. So that's what I'm going to do.
I love that. Taking action, both online and offline. And I love that you're adding this online tangible. Give me a mailer, because you know what? I toss a bunch in the mail, in the garbage, but when it's handwritten with a stamp on it, I get kind of sentimental. I want to open that shit. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that you're adding that value to people and you're that way. Thank you so much, Corey, for being a part of the Get Uncomfortable podcast show with your host. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next time, Comfort Killer.